This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A paleontologist with the Field Museum recently helped discover a new species of winged dinosaur named Uinchuavis by researchers. The 120-million-year-old fossil was found in Johol Biota in northeastern China. That's an area rich in fossil discoveries. Dr. Jingmei O'Connor is the associate curator of fossil reptiles at the Field Museum. She's joining us today to talk about this discovery. Good morning, Dr. O'Connor.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm looking forward to you telling us about the Uinchuavis. What do we know about how this creature might have looked?
Well, that's actually why this new fossil bird is so exciting, is because it preserves more than just the skeleton, which is, of course, what you're typically working with as a paleontologist. It also preserves beautiful traces of the feathers. And it is these feathers, like this plumage that we see, that is what is so special about this bird. And so what we're seeing is a tail morphology that you actually see in a lot of living birds. It's called a pin tail. So you have a fan-shaped arrangement of feathers, which is like, you know, picture a pigeon tail, you know, has a fan. And then in the middle, it has two elongate ornamental feathers, which are also called the pins. And this is something that has evolved many times in living birds because it serves multiple purposes. It serves aerodynamic purposes. You have this nice little fan that can be used to help during flight. And then you have these elongate pins that are ornaments that can be used to attract mates. And what we're seeing in this fossil is that this morphology, this is the oldest documented occurrence of this morphology in the evolution of birds. And we're also seeing that, like living birds, this pintail morphology has also evolved multiple times, even 120 million years ago in the early Cretaceous.
Paleontologists have uncovered many types of dinosaur-aged birds. Why is this one significant?
So this particular fossil gives us one piece of the puzzle that it's helping us to understand why dinosaurs evolved wings to begin with. Because we know from the fossil record of, from China, that wings are a feature that birds inherited from dinosaurs. This arrangement of feathers on the arm that we would call a wing. But first, these arrangements of feathers were too small for flight. So they're what you would call, say, a proto-wing. But why did they evolve? This is something that we don't understand. My hypothesis is that these proto-wings first evolved as sexual ornamental structures. They were used to attract mates. They were, you know, beautiful structures, like, say, the fan of a peacock, the peacock tail. So what we're seeing with Uinchuavis is we're seeing more evidence of ornamental morphologies, even in birds that were very primitive. So they couldn't fly very well. So you would think, well, natural selection is going to select for something that's going to help these primitive birds to fly better. But instead, we see that sexual selection is dominating. It's producing these beautiful ornamental morphologies that are actually very costly. They make it more difficult to fly as a bird. So I think this, you know, this diversity of ornaments that we see in these early primitive birds provides some, you know, some support for the idea that the proto-wings in these dinosaur ancestors of birds were evolved under sexual selection.
Where is Uinchuavis housed? Where could people go to see it?
This beautiful fossil and many others like it from the Johol Biota are housed at the IVPP, the Institute of Vertebrate Paleontology and Paleoanthropology, which is in Beijing, China. And there's a wonderful little museum that's attached to this research institute. And it's actually been listed in the Atlas Obscura as like one of the, you know, interesting little known places to go visit in Beijing. So if you're visiting there to go see the Great Wall or the Forbidden City, I also highly recommend that you swing by the IVPP.
That's Dr. Jingmei O'Connor, the Associate Curator of Fossil Reptiles at the Field Museum. Thank you so much for telling us about this, Dr. O'Connor.
It was my pleasure.